Now we're joined by the driver of the number 6, Do You Know Jack Ford? The Monster Energy Pull Award winner and the winner of the 2004 All-Star Race, Matt Kenseth. Matt, please take us through your run.
The whole thing?
For sure.
Well, I got on pit road and I started the engine. And it, I'm just kidding. Handling wasn't much of an issue with the restrictor plates, so I couldn't really mess that up too bad. Ricky helped me a lot kind of getting onto pit road. So really good, smooth pit stop, pretty decent transition on and off pit road, I felt like, and the car's laps were pretty fast as well. So I was proud of everybody the way they executed today, really with no practice, and having good pit stops and doing all that to put both of our cars in the front row.
And just a little while ago, you weren't even sure if you're going to be racing this season, and now you're on the front row to race for $1 million. What's going through your head?
Well, I'm glad we had a decent day today. It was we didn't really do much, but what we did do was good. So that's a definite positive. So I don't really know what to expect for tomorrow yet. I didn't get, like I said, any practice or around any other race cars yet. So it's always good to start up front, no matter what the racing is like, and no matter where you're at. It's always neat to win a pole, especially here when you got all the rest of the stuff involved. So good day today, and we'll go to work tomorrow and hopefully do a good job tomorrow.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. We're going to start with Mike Hembree and then Bob.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you didn't have much time on the track. What's your anticipation of what the cars are going to run like, and would you prefer to have a practice tomorrow or not?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a coin flip on practice for me. If I could tell you after the race is over whether I wish we had practice or not. I mean, it'd probably be nice to have a little bit of practice just because you can work through some stuff and get some longer runs and see if handling is going to be a factor and if you got to work on your car. But, the flip side of that is everybody's kind of in the same boat. And a lot of times when you don't have practice like that, some guys are really going to miss it. Some guys are going to hit it. Kind of sometimes mixes up the field. So I'm okay either way. I mean, I guess if it was 100% my choice, I'd probably get a little bit of practice so we could get around some other cars and see what we have to work on for the race.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. How was Sunday for you in the sense, like, were you upset over Saturday in the race, or were you like, okay, this is going to be a work in progress, or just kind of what was your feeling after Kansas?
I was fine Sunday. I wasn't so good Saturday. And Tuesday wasn't great. Kansas was, first of all, it was last weekend. It's behind us, and we try to look at that and learn what we can do better. And there's a lot of it. I realize it's going to be a work in progress, and some things are going to take some time and some patience and all that. So, Kansas was just a mess from start to finish, honestly. There just wasn't really much that came out of that weekend for a positive. So, with that being said, it's nice to come here and everybody be on their game today and get that pit stop and everybody kind of work together and get both cars in the front row. That's definitely a huge positive for all the guys, probably myself included. And tomorrow's a new day, so just keep working at it.
Did I see a hand in the back over there? Right over here in the back? And then we'll go to Jacob after that.
Yes, Matt. Hill Overton, WIXE Radio. What's your assessment that you've seen so far of the Roush Fenway cars? We know they've not had the speed that they've needed to be as competitive as you guys would like, but what areas do you see that can be improved and some suggestions you may have made?
Most of that's all kind of internal, I guess, and I'm just kind of getting started, so I'm still kind of on catch-up mode. I'm trying to get caught up to Ricky and at least get running, the way they're running. Ricky's shown a lot of speed at some different times this year, really. So we know there's some speed there. Just normal racing stuff. You're always trying to get the cars better. You're always trying to execute better. Just trying to look at, all parts of it and, see what needs work and what doesn't.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Hill kind of started it. I'll dovetail off that. This, I know, is so different than anything else that you guys do in the Cup Series that it may not be necessarily indicative of where a team's at but is it a shot in the arm for going forward at least that you guys can build some positive momentum?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right on both counts. I mean, it's definitely a unique, you know, situation. You know, there was a pit stop and you had to drive it a little bit down pit road and stuff, but certainly, you know, winning a pole at Talladega is a lot different than winning a pole typically at Charlotte with no restrictor plates, right? So, I mean, I realize it's different, but it also shows the speed in the cars with our lap time was really good. Pit crew did really good. So those are all positives. I mean, it's always a positive when you can go out and have a night, no matter what you're doing, qualifying practice, what it is, and you can do it better than the rest of them. I mean, that's always a positive and something to build on.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Because this is such a different package than what will be raced the rest of the year, what is the value of this weekend to you? Why is it important? Because you're not going to see this package again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few car things I think you could still learn. You know, there's some things, you know, ride quality, those type of things, and then. But the rest of it, I mean, it's a team sport like anything else. So it's just another week, I think, to work together, to work on our communication, to try to work out some things maybe we struggled with at Kansas or so far here. It's a chance to do more pit stops, get more familiar with the guys, get on and off pit road, call the race, do all those things. So it's still a race. You're still racing with the same team. You're still racing against the same guys. It's probably going to be a different type of race, but you know, I think we need to get some momentum and we need to get some continuity and we need to get kind of rolling. So I think these first 5 weeks, I think all of them are really important. They're all very different racetracks and different types of races, but I think they're all important for that.
Camden Lazeby for RubbingsRacing.com. Does it mean anything extra to be able to sweep the front row, or being that this is a kind of a unique circumstances for the qualifying and the entire event, does it not mean anything since you got it, since it's all unique, or is it mean something extra because you're including the pit crew as well?
Yeah, I think it's neat to have both cars in the front row. I mean, there's only I got two cars coming out of that shop right now, and obviously that's the goal is to, you know, on qualifying day you want to put the cars in the front row, and race day you want to figure out how to, you know, keep getting better and try to eventually be up there winning races. So, you know, that's always a goal is to get both cars to run as good as you can. I feel like especially when you're that small, it's like a one big team, and I think it's so much easier to, you know, to work together and kind of share common goals and not be selfish and those kind of things. And the goal is to always get both cars running as fast as you can. Thank you.
All right, we have anything from the press box? All right, thank you, Matt. Appreciate
All right, thanks,
it.
Guys.